From Washington, this is VOA. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Barack Obama says the United States and Kenya stand united against the threat of terrorism. Speaking in Nairobi Saturday at a joint news conference with Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta, Mr. Obama said the United States and Kenya have been working together effectively, primarily in dealing with Somalia's militant group, Al-Shabaab.
Kenya is working with Ethiopia and with the United States and others to further degrade Al-Shabaab's space of operations inside of Somalia.
When asked about the rights of gays and lesbians in Kenya, Mr. Obama said he believes that the state should not discriminate against people based on their sexual orientation. Mr. Kenyatta said while the two countries share many values, they differ on gay rights.
For Kenyans today, the issue of gay rights is really a non-issue. We want to focus on other areas that are day-to-day living for our people.
President Obama said they also discussed elephant poaching and said his administration will propose new rules to ban the sale of ivory across state lines in the United States. On Sunday, Mr. Obama speaks to a rally at an arena in Nairobi. He will then leave for Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, where he will take part in bilateral meetings with the president and the prime minister. Turkish fighter jets hit Islamic State militant camps in Syria while Turkish ground forces struck the Kurdistan Workers' Party sites in northern Iraq overnight Saturday. Turkish officials say that the raids are aimed at creating a safe zone throughout a vast area of northern Syria. This is VOA News.